The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
There's one thing that I want to mention this evening, which sometimes we don't reflect upon enough, but it's very important for us when it comes to the modern world. And that is the concept of a mismatch between who we are and what we're striving for. In order to explain this, I want to briefly explain the concept of temperament theory. Temperament theory says that human beings were created according to four prototypes, four temperaments. Where does this come from? It comes from the ancient teachings. And you find that many, many philosophers who have studied human beings, they have supported this theory that indeed human beings are created in one of four different types. And even when you study the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, they also have the same concept that you can find within them. What are these four types? They say that they are the choleric type, there is the melancholic type, there is the phlegmatic type, and then there's a sanguine type. These four types of personalities or temperaments. Now, just briefly, what does that really map out to, right? Typically, people naturally, they fall into one of four categories. You have the people who are like the CEO type, right? They're go-getters, they're natural leaders, they're very like outspoken, very social, very like kind of extrovert. You have the people who are people pleasers. They're also extroverts, but they're like the butterfly. They please everyone. Everyone's happy with them. They're very good, for example, if you want a salesperson or you want a teacher, right? These type of personality types are very good for that. You have people who are melancholics or the engineers, right? The thinkers, the philosophers, people who tend to be very bright, very good at planning and strategizing. But they also tend to be moody and have lots of ups and downs. And then you have people who are the people who are kind of the comfort creature types. People who are in their own comfort zone and they don't like to get out of that comfort zone. They're known as the phlegmatic type. People who are very resistant to change. They're a little bit slower, not in the sense that they're slow as in like a negative thing, but they just like to do things kind of at their own pace. Now, sometimes we're not aware of these ancient teachings that actually people were very much aware of for thousands and thousands of years. In the modern world, we don't normally talk about these type of things. And there's a reason why we don't talk about them. And this is very important, and this is key to the point of the lecture I'm trying to make here, is that in the modern era, there is one type of personality type, one type of ideal, prototype that is held up and said that if you want to be a successful person, this is the way that you must be. And I think that those of you who have been following what I've been saying, you know which one it is of these four types, right? It's the type of the Elon Musks, right? The people who are the go-getter CEO personalities. We're told from a very young age that, okay, you might be good, mashallah, you're doing great, but if you really, really want to be successful, then I want you to be like that, right? Be somebody who's leading a massive company, bringing in a lot of wealth, very visible, you know, red carpet, this thing, that thing. That is what success is all about. Now, there might be somebody who, that's for them, and I don't in any way wish to say that don't do that. Do it, but make sure that you keep in mind, you know, that all the things that we've been talking about, the principles of engaging with the dunya and being balanced with respect to it. But there's a problem that happens when somebody is pushed to be something that they're not meant to be. Traditionally, classically, the approach to raising human beings has been one of trying to help them to become balanced. Let's say, for example, I am the type where naturally I don't like to come out of my comfort zone. Then the approach of balancing is that my parents would want to work with me, for example, to help me to learn how to come out of my comfort zone. So I become more balanced. Let's say naturally my temperament is one where I'm very prone to like being just very open and very like loud and, you know, always like having opinion on something. I'm always moving. Then my parents would note that and they would help me to become more balanced, to become more calmer. Now, when we spend time with our younger generation, and alhamdulillah, I've had the blessing of, for the last like 10 years approximately, or eight years at least, working in schools, you know, interacting with youth, one of the things that we see is a cause of a lot of problems is when somebody does not understand who they are naturally, and they try to make themselves be something that they aren't. I'll give you a couple of examples. One of them, I would say, I'll give you a name, for example. Let's say a fictitious name. Let's say that there's somebody named Khalid. Okay, now Khalid is somebody who naturally is an introvert, somebody who doesn't really like to talk to too many people that much, somebody who really likes his comfort zone, doesn't like to come out of it, somebody who, when he's compared to his siblings, right, he's thought of as like the one who's kind of reclusive. On the other hand, we have somebody else. Imagine, for example, her name is Khalida. Okay, now Khalida is somebody who is a go-getter, right? She's always on the move. She is involved with so many different projects, right? She is, you know, very highly successful when it comes to her academics. And she doesn't sleep that much, right? She's always on the go, always pushing for the next thing and the next thing. Now, what happens in the modern world when you have these two personalities that are left unchecked? Right? They're told that, okay, you know, you just go ahead, you're on your own. You have this standard, which is the standard of, let's say, the Elon Musk's, like, you know, be this very successful, very highly, like, you know, just always on the move type of CEO. And you're told, go ahead and go for it. What sometimes happens to Khalid, and Khalid is an example for a number of youth that I've interacted with, maybe you would know as well, is that in the modern world, what does Khalid do? Khalid looks at the situation and he says that, you know, there's so much pressure on me. This world, this modern world and everything is so fast-paced. I'm going to retreat into my own shell. I'm going to go on my screens and my devices, and I'm going to find my solace in, for example, video games. So Khalid becomes that video game addict. What type of addict? That one who basically, that becomes his life. And his parents are crying. They're saying, that, why is my son doing this? And he's just gone and I've lost him. Right? And this might be, I'm just using a name and a fictitious name, but the reality is that this is the sad story of not a small number of youth. What happens to Khalida? Right? Khalida, who's this go-getter, right? She's thinking that in order to be successful, she has to do all these things. So what does she do? She cuts back on her sleep. She starts eating a lot of processed food. She starts keeping awake because, after all, a human being needs to sleep. She starts drinking a lot of coffee and keeping herself awake through that way. And she's doing well, right? But what happens is, as the years pass, the way that she's using her body, it's affecting her. And now she's starting to face a lot of ups and downs. She's even facing some depression as well and some anxiety. And no matter how much coffee she drinks now, it's no longer helping her anymore. She starts to see physical problems. She starts to see mental health problems. Because what is she doing? She's wasting away her body, seeking something that's not for her. She's holding herself up to a standard which she's not supposed to. So what do we do in these circumstances? And there's many other examples of people who are going on this direction where there it's an imbalanced approach with respect to the dunya. It might be somebody who, because of their lifestyle, they've now fallen into deep depression. It could be somebody who, because of their lifestyle, they're not depressed right now, but it's going in that direction. There's somebody, because of their lifestyle, they feel very lonely. And they don't know what else to do but to retreat more within their shell.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلى الله عليه.